Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tesfa Wandamagnu. Lately, some orchestras and opera companies are responding to the need for more music by composers of color on their programs. There is one black composer that has been a part of the fabric of classical music in America long before this racial reckoning. You may know him by his nickname, the Dean of African American Composers, Brother William Grant Steele. As a black artist, Steele holds the record for firsts in the classical music world, and his impact goes well beyond those firsts. The most prominent was his first symphony, titled Afro-American. It's music that he started writing after playing in the pit orchestra of the Broadway musical Shuffle Along, a show produced and performed entirely by black artists. According to Langston Hughes, that production started the Harlem Renaissance, and William Grant Steele was there at its rebirth. However, that rebirth was set against the backdrop of the Great Depression. The harsh conditions of the time profoundly impacted Steele and the composition of his first symphony. Steele made a calculated and risky decision. He said, "When the Depression struck, that's when I went jobless just long enough to let the symphony take shape. In 1930, I rented a room in a quiet building not far from my home in New York and began to work. Rather than buy essentials, pay rent, or save what few dollars he had, William Grant Steele went all in. He bet on himself, y'all. He knew that everything he needed was inside of him to create a great American symphony." Steele sequestered himself in that apartment for 3 months to finish his Symphony No. 1, Afro-American. The Rochester Philharmonic premiered the symphony in 1931, making William Grant Steele the first black composer to have a symphony performed by a major orchestra, the first of many firsts. Until the late 1940s, Steele's Afro-American Symphony was the most widely performed symphony composed by any American. Now, remember I told you that Steele's impact went well beyond all his first, right? It's true. He was among the first to begin incorporating blues and jazz in his compositions. Popular white composers of the time stole this genius idea and began to capitalize on that new hybrid sound. Steele was undeterred. He said, "I feel that it's best for me to confine myself to composition of a racial nature. The music of my people is the music I understand best. I am convinced that the time has arrived when the Negro composer must turn from the recording of spirituals to the development of the contributions of his race and to the work of elevating them to higher artistic planes." This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.